Does Dopey Nation need another show? Don't they hear enough about smack and fucking blow? Drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. It's just so damn lit. It's all they know.
To the first ever non-Dopey Tuesday Patreon teaser on Dopey Tuesday, the Tuesday Dopey Show on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. My name is Dave, and I've decided to move Dopey Tuesday to Patreon. So if you want to listen to Dopey Tuesday, go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. I just got back from California. It was an amazing trip. I will tell, and actually the Dopey Tuesday on Patreon is from California, from my friend Jeremy's house, and we do a big, big 420 special. And I'm gonna play you a little bit here. This is what big time podcasters do. I'm gonna play you a little bit here, and then if you want to hear the rest, you need to go to Patreon. Also, you should just be on Patreon anyway. Hello and welcome to Dopey Tuesday, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. We are here in North Hollywood, California with my old, and you're putting the mic down because you think I'm going to talk for a long time?
I'll raise it. I'm a professional.
Well, professionals hold the fucking mic up.
I'm this kind of professional.
I'm here with my old dear friend, Jeremy.
Hi, nice to see you, Dave.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And what is today?
Today is Saturday.
420.
420.
And Jeremy still smokes weed, and I don't.
Yes, I do.
Do you think it's sad?
I smoke weed? Absolutely not. I enjoy it immensely.
Last time I came to visit, Jeremy hid all the weed. He put his bong in his bathroom so that I wouldn't stumble upon it. But then I don't know why I went into your bathroom, and then I saw all the weed in your bong, and I look, and I smelled the bowl all ashy and toasty, and I knew that you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I came in last night. Jeremy was, what was the show you were watching?
C-Lab 2021. Hot. I was specifically watching the Beck Bristow episode. I was trying to get from there to Shrabster. This is very insider stuff for those who know.
I don't, but it's a definite weed show. And Jeremy, how do you celebrate 420?
I celebrate it in the traditional way with latkes, and of course we have that special meal, and I try to just get in touch with my relatives.
Do you remember?
Oh wait, Passover. What are we talking about?
Passover doesn't have latkes.
Hanukkah.
What's wrong with
you? We're talking about Hanukkah.
See, I'm telling you.
So, I eat them all the time. I didn't mean it was for Passover. I just thought that's what we were talking about. It's Passover's this week.
What are you going to do for Passover?
Nothing. I never do anything.
No Seder with the fam?
No, I'm here. Fam is on the East Coast.
Nothing?
No, I usually have a bacon cheeseburger, go to bed.
No brisket at Cantor's?
No.
Nothing?
Well, I mean, it's just Cantor's. It's hard to get in there those days.
Brad, do you do anything for Passover?
No. normally I don't, but I think I'm going to
terrible
make,
camera work.
What do you call it? Matzo ball soup.
Can you invite Jeremy over for it?
Sure. Jeremy, would Thanks. You like to come over for matzo ball soup?
Don't feel on the spot.
Not at all.
I love homemade matzo ball soup.
Right. Oh, I thought you were going to bring it.
Oh, I could. I don't really make it.
Now, Brad and Jeremy.
Terrible.
Brad and Jeremy are two of my oldest and dearest friends. Jeremy, who's been on the show, both of them have been on the show a lot. Brad actually came up with the idea for the show. That's the who Brad came up with the idea for
yeah,
the
I
show.
Know.
And Jeremy, how long have we known each other, Jeremy?
Since kindergarten, nursery school? No, kindergarten. First.
I think we met in first grade.
I think it's first grade.
Which would have been 1980?
Yeah.
And today, the Knicks play the Philadelphia 76ers, first round of the playoffs, First Knicks Philly playoff since 1989.
Oh, this is thrilling.
Which I believe we swept. And Jeremy, as a stoner on 420 with me, because would you still consider me a stoner?
I mean, no.
You wouldn't?
No, because you don't smoke pot.
I still consider myself a stoner.
You might have some of the like the qualities of it, but you're not.
What are some stoner qualities that I still have?
I mean, you're quick to laughter.
Okay.
You're a slob.
Yes. What else?
What else? You eat like somebody who is high.
Okay. What else?
I mean how you like physically how you eat, you know, like watching you put food in your mouth as well as the food you choose to eat.
Give me
like
an
last
example.
Night, I'm going to do it right now. I don't need your permission.
I'm just trying to run the show.
Last night he comes in late. I had just gotten in from work and, after dinner, I was like, ice cream.
That's not what happened.
So I was getting ice cream and he's like, ice cream. Get me some. I was like, of course. So I'm scooping out ice cream. It's just, you know, regular vanilla ice cream. But he's like, you got anything to go with it? And what are the things he has to go with it? He's like, so like chocolate syrup. Of course. Why not? Chocolate chips, a little above and beyond. But yes, peanut butter, right? He's asking for these things just like as a regular discourse of what you put in ice cream. So of course he takes all of them, puts all of them in the bowl. And like in 2 seconds, and that was just like off the cuff.
Was that surprising to you?
It's surprising to most people. Wouldn't think like
go to somebody else's house and do a deep dive like that
and be like, do you have peanut butter for my ice cream?
Let's just break it down. Let me uncork this bottle for a second.
You have to close the bottle,
dude. I come home to your home late, traveling from 4 a.m.
an entire day
to 10 p.m.
exhausting.
Exhausting. I come in. Jeremy's wasted on the couch. He's got about 100 pistachio shells open and an empty bag of Reese's Pieces. And I had scoped this bag last time I was here. It was in the cabinet. And I was like, Reese's. And I didn't take any. And then Jeremy's like, you can have some. And there's like six. And he goes, you finished the bag, man? And then he gets up. I'm sitting on the couch. And he gets up. He doesn't say, Dave, why don't we have ice cream? Or Dave, let's make sundaes. He just takes out ice cream and starts scooping it into a bowl.
Dave, let's make sundaes.
Well, let's have ice cream. Make it exciting.
I was going to make you some. I was going to get you a bowl of ice cream.
And did you think that it would, if I hadn't asked for the accoutrements?
The chocolate syrup was coming out regardless.
So you were just gonna, you just did vanilla with chocolate syrup.
That's it.
See, I would be happy with vanilla chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Over vanilla chocolate syrup. But peanut butter is...
I'm not knocking your choices. They are all good choices.
But you didn't do it. Clear.
No, I didn't do it.
Why?
Because I didn't want a giant glob of peanut butter in my ice cream.
The point is, I don't need the microphone. The point is that this is the behavior of somebody who smokes a lot of pot,
right,
or is 12 years old.
And that's a smidge. If you want to hear the rest of me and Jeremy and Brad celebrating 420, go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. But because I am a total softy, I'm going to give you a bonus dopey voicemail before we go. And then go to Patreon and listen to it on Patreon. Support the show. Go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. If you want a voicemail or an email to be featured on the show, send it to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. I got this from Jessica. Check it out.
Hey, Dave. It's Jessica. I was just listening to the Dina LaFonte episode, and I had to call because she mentioned mind erasers. Well, I've got so many completely lost memories because of the interception of alcohol and Xanax. We used to get a handle of vodka, McCormick's, because we were cheap like that, or we would get a case of 40s and split a bar, everybody would like take half a bar. Some people would take a whole one, which if I took a whole one, I'd probably be out for, I'd be in a 3-day coma. Well, there's a couple of funny things that happened during this time. And one of them was, so I had already taken my half a bar and I was shot like back to back. We chased our fucking McCormick's vodka with water so we could drink longer. And so we were taking shots back to back. Well, I was outside smoking a cigarette, leaning up against the wall, the outside wall of the house. And my friend Morgan was standing right beside me, smoking a cigarette, leaning up against the house. And that's it. That's the last thing I remember. When I wake up the next day, she is wearing a fucking boot. And I'm like, what the hell happened to you? And she's like, you happened to me. I was like, oh. Wait, what? I don't remember a damn thing. But supposedly, I just fucking KO'd while standing up and fell directly on top of her. And fucking broke her ankle. Also, there was one instance that I have to say. And I was like fucking strong the fuck out on meth. It was like when a meth head first gets addicted, and like there's weeks that are just gone because you don't remember stuff in the beginning. It's so weird. Even when I was shooting up, like a year later, I remember all of that. But those beginning days when I don't remember anything, but I was also taking bars and you know, smoking meth. So one of the times, while I was just like up for days and I had taken a bar, probably some Vicodin, definitely smoking a fuck ton of meth. And, like I just came to all of a sudden, like sitting up with my face in the mirror, drawing on eyeliner on my face. And I know you don't do that, but it's kind of intricate. Like you gotta like be paying attention. I was blacked out before this moment. I was completely fucking blacked out. I looked around. I was like, I woke up putting eyeliner on. I was like, what the fuck? I looked insane. I had fucking eyeliner on already. Like just, oh God, so much eyeliner. And I look around, I don't know where the fuck I got the clothes that I'm wearing. I look around, and I don't even fucking know more than half of the people that are here right now. I know one person, and I'm kind of freaking out. So, from that moment on, I decided that it was just gonna be one pill or the other, or, you know, just going up without the going down. Not a good idea. All right, Dave. Well, thanks for listening, and fucking toodles for Chris.
Thank you, Jessica. Jessica and I were supposed to. Jessica was supposed to be one of our interns, but we never got it together. So maybe Jessica will hear this and she'll come back and we'll get some good work done. If you want to work on the show, write in an email to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. If you want to send in a voicemail, send it in. Jessica, you get free socks. Congratulations. Sign up for Patreon. Listen to the rest of the 420 special. There's also a new Jackie Martling exclusive super long interview. If you're a Howard Stern Show fan, it's on Patreon. There's a video of me and Jeremy. There's a lot of stuff on Patreon. Go fucking sign up to Patreon. Stay strong, Dopey Nation, and fucking toodles for Chris.
I want to take a walk around the world. I wonder would it do me any good? Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. But I want to be good so bad. Want to be so good, so bad, so bad. I want to be good so bad. Bad desire's all I ever had. And I want to take a ride up in the sky. Watch as aeroplanes just pass me by. And I wanna see a Lear jetliner take a dive, just to show all of these people what it means to be alive. But I wanna be good so bad. Wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. Bad desire's all I ever had. And my shadow's getting smaller and smaller. And it's time to where I stand. Shadow's getting smaller and smaller. And it's time to where I stand. And I wonder would they pay it any mind when I leave this busted city far behind. I'll take the high road, however far it winds, because peace and love are very, very, very hard to find. And I wanna be good so bad. Wanna be good so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. Bad desire's all I ever had. Damn it, all these suckers make me mad. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And these suckers make me mad. And I want to call my dad. And it's all I ever had. 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 And these suckers make me mad. And it's all I ever had. And I want to call my dad. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had.